Our first lesson is five verses from Psalm 118. This is a Palm Sunday and Easter prophecy. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is from Yehovah. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yehovah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hosanna! Please, Yehovah, save, please. Please, Yehovah, make her prosper, please. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yehovah. We bless you from the house of Yehovah. Our second lesson is a parable from Matthew chapter 21. The Lord spoke this parable especially to the chief priests and scribes and Pharisees who were questioning him. He said, "Hear another parable. There was a certain man, lord of the house, who planted a vineyard and put a hedge around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower. And he let it out to farmers and went abroad. And when the time of the fruits was near, he sent his servants to the farmers to receive its fruits. And the farmers, taking his servants, beat one and killed one and stoned one. Again, he sent out other servants more than the first, and they did likewise to them. And last of all, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will have respect for my son.' But the farmers, seeing the son, said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance.' And taking him, they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the Lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those farmers?" They say to him, "He will destroy those evil ones with evil and will let out the vineyard to other farmers who will give him the fruits in their times." Jesus says to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone which the builders rejected, this has been made into the head of the corner. This was made by the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore, I say to you that the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth its fruits. And whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it shall grind him to powder." And when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he spoke of them. And seeking to take hold of him, they feared the crowds, since they held him as a prophet. Our third lesson is from Heaven and Hell, number 534, where the Lord explains something of the meaning of the stone which the builders rejected. "The way that leads to heaven and the way that leads to hell were once represented to me. There was a broad way tending towards the left or the north, and many spirits were seen going in it. But at a distance, a quite large stone was seen where the broad way came to an end. From that stone, two ways branched off there, one to the left and one in the opposite direction to the right. The way that went to the left was narrow or tight, leading through the west to the south and thus into the light of heaven. The way that went to the right was broad and spacious, leading obliquely downwards towards hell. All at first seemed to be going the same way until they came to the large stone at the place where the two ways met. When they reached that point, they were separated. The good turned to the left and entered the tight way that led to heaven, while the evil, not seeing the stone at the fork of the ways, fell upon it and were hurt. And when they rose up, they ran on in the broad way to the right, which went towards hell." What all these things signified was afterwards explained to me as follows: "By the first way, which was broad, in which many, both good and evil, went together and talked with each other as friends, because there was no visible difference between them, were represented those who in externals live alike, honestly and justly, and between whom seemingly there is no difference. By the stone where the two ways met, or at the corner, upon which the evil fell, and from which they then ran along the way leading to hell, was represented divine truth, which is denied by those who look toward hell. And in the highest sense, by this stone was signified the Lord's divine human. But those who at the same time acknowledged the truth and the divine of the Lord were brought along the way that led to heaven. From these things, again, it was clear that in externals, the evil lead the same kind of life as the good, or go the same way, that is, one as readily as the other. And yet, that those who acknowledge the divine from the heart, especially those within the church who acknowledge the divine of the Lord, are led to heaven, while those who do not are carried along to hell. The way that leads to life is tight, not because it is difficult, but because there are few who find it, as the Lord said in Matthew. By the stone seen at the corner where the broad and common way ended, and from which two ways were seen to lead in opposite directions, is illustrated what is signified by these words of the Lord. Have you not read what is written? The stone which the builders rejected, this has been made into the head of the corner. Whoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken. Stone signifies divine truth, and the stone of Israel is the Lord in respect to his divine human. The builders are those who are of the church. The head of the corner is where the two ways are. To fall and to be broken is to deny and to perish. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.